Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, a state senator from Detroit is accused of hitting his ex-wife and shooting at her car this past weekend. He now faces assault and gun charges. What do you think will happen to Virgil Smith's political career moving forward?
Well, the real question is, can he stay in the Senate? And it seems increasingly likely not. There'll be pressure on him to resign, and the Senate could very well expel him. Of course, everybody is innocent until proven guilty, but he's clearly unable to really function as a senator. He's been removed from all of his committees, and of course, no one is happy about this.
Governor Rick Snyder is now going to take the responsibility of turning around the worst schools in the state. How is this going to be any different than what the Michigan Department of Education was doing?
Well, we really don't know. He moved the reform functions from the Department of Education to under his office. The State Board of Education is really unhappy about that. They've been talking about suing him. This is sort of a continuation of his Educational Achievement Authority. The EAA established to deal with the worst performing schools in Detroit. He wants to extend that statewide. But among even people who think Governor Snyder's done a generally good job, a lot of people think the EAA has been a failure. There's been a lot of problems with cost overruns and inefficiencies and inability to do what it set out to do. So we'll just have to see. This has a potential political liability for the governor as well as a potential political plus.
And why is Governor Rick Snyder taking over these responsibilities now?
Well, clearly this is a priority for him to get better performance out of our worst performing schools. Of course, the schools in Detroit have really lagged behind. This is at the same time he's trying to promote a whole new structure for education in Detroit, both the public schools and the charter schools. The governor's a big booster of charter schools, but even he has had to admit that the charter schools, in fact, have done worse in Detroit than the Detroit public schools. So there's a lot of moving parts in this, and a lot of people will be keeping their eyes on it. We still need to watch to see if the Board of Education may sue him for taking this away from them.
And finally, talks are moving forward on developing a mass transit system in southeast Michigan that would cover Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. And this region is one of the few metro areas in the country without a mass transit system. Why do you think this isn't in place yet?
Detroit's the only major metropolitan area in the whole country where you can't take mass transit from the airport. And the main reason it isn't in place yet is something called money. They set this up at the same time, but sort of part of the deal to pass right to work. They called for this, the RTA, the Rapid Transit Authority, Regional Transit Authority, and they were going to have high-speed bus lanes. And the first director of it, John Hertel, who runs SMART, quit in frustration after a few months because the funding wasn't there to provide him with the staff. And the problem is that the authority exists, but it's going to take lots and lots of money, plus a vote of all three counties or how many counties there are, more than three, pardon me, to participate in this. And it's not clear that that's there. It's a goal that people generally think is a positive goal. It's something people want. Obviously, you'd like mass transit to the airport as well as other places, but there's a whole lot of pushing and shoving and hauling before this can get done.
All right, Jack. Thanks so much for your time.
Have a great morning.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.